Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Christmas in the Canal Toy Drive. The Multicultural Center of Marin is doing a toy drive for children in need this holiday season. They're collecting unwrapped toys and gift cards by December 15th. Go to multiculturalmarin.org and get details or just make a donation. And thanks so much for your generous support thus far. Just pile it on, Alice listeners. You guys always astound with your generosity. All right, let me see here. I got two things I want to blend together. First of all, I'm going to start. Right. I think I'll start with Nicolas Cage. I just thought this was really funny. Brittany, did you grab a little bit of this teaser? Mm-hmm. So he is doing a 6-episode series for Netflix. And maybe I shouldn't say what it's about, and let's see if Vinny can figure it out from the audio.
Okay.
I'll just roll it, yeah?
Yeah. Just go ahead and roll it. So he's painting. He's, as he's talking to you during this little teaser, he's doing a painting that you can't see. Okay. But and he with flourish.
It's a thing of great wonder and mystery, quivering with complexity, strength, and resilience. However, also buried within a delicate femininity. And dare I even say, naughtiness. Look one way and you see a gentle feline innocence. Look another way and, oh my. Yes, it has the power to stir our souls and intoxicate our minds. Men have died for it. Women have moved in with each other way too soon for it. And to fully capture its essence, we must plunge, unafraid, deep within its enchanted garden. Oh, my friends, we are so close now. Feast your eyes upon the very house of life and death, the temple of sensuality. And a term for that kid too afraid to play dodgeball in gym class. Behold!
Yeah, I had it right. I knew what it was. I was going to say it, but I just waited as his performance was spectacular. What I thought was someone must have written these words for him, because I've heard him speak off the cuff and it's not quite that eloquent.
No.
I also,
he's good at memorizing.
Completely distracted by the wig, the hair dye, and the newly formed beard that he's got going there.
He looks like someone from the Capitol in the Hunger Games. He is fancy pants in this one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Nicolas Cage is hosting a show, and it turns out it's not about what he just showed you. So who's the...
No, it is. It's about the woman area, as we refer to it.
Why
are you hearing
that
echo?
Nope. I'm not hearing any
okay.
echo.
All right. It was me. Sorry.
Okay. Are we good now? Are we still hearing
yeah.
echo?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so
it's good.
It's the show is about
the word right there.
That's not what it's about though.
It's
woman area. One of the episodes is about that word. It is called The History of Swear Words. It's only 6
That
episodes.
Is not a swear word. That is a term of endearment and
love.
Yeah,
but love. You can't say meow. You can't say that on the air. You know what I mean?
True.
It counts as as a swear. Each episode, 20 minutes, focuses on the origins of a single word. Of the 6, the only one I can really say on the air is damn. And I actually thought, because it says it's the letters B, D, P, S, and F. So there's another D word in there. The one I can't figure out is B. Like P, we just got the answer to what P is. S and F, we know what those...
Isn't it female dog?
That's what I figured.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. So we could say bitch.
Yeah, well, I was trying not to. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I was, you know.
I didn't play this last part here, actually. I missed this one.
It also could be a cat.
That's what he says.
It also could be a cat. Mm-hmm. And he said, I think the other thing he said was, it's what they call you when you suck at dodgeball or whatever.
Uh-huh, right.
But the bullies call you when you suck at dodgeball. So it's six different words each in a 20-minute episode. There'll be celebrity guests, Sarah Silverman, Nikki Glaser, Nick Offerman, but also linguists, cognitive scientists, and lexicographers. Which is the first time I've ever heard that word. It's coming to Netflix on January 5th. And I will say this. You are right. Nicolas Cage is not to talk like that. But he has quite the memory for words that have been written by other people. And the guy is a national treasure. There's no
right.
There's no question about that. That is something I'm going to watch. I think that's pretty funny. And I always I've heard various thoughts about the F word. For unlawful carnal knowledge, which was like a crime. I wondered if there are other, and why did that become a swear? So, an S, you're like, where do these words come from? Shaza. So anyway, there's that. Here's another thing that I thought was really funny.
You know what?
Morning.
Just real quick. The interesting thing about what you just said is that I've only this year, because of some things that have happened in the news and in pop culture, I've only now started to stop saying a word that I don't know the origin of and sort of go, wait a minute, do I know if this word has offensive, and I mean derogatory or racial?
Yes.
I've only just started doing that because of this year.
Right.
Forever, I just liked saying that this word or that word or use that word.
Well, there's that one Mexican word that sounds like thingamajig, but also doesn't sound like that at all. But that's sort of what it's used. That's how we use it. It's just a thingy.
Right.
You know, and turns out that there's some problems with that word. I don't know what they are.
And I don't want to know.
But I don't either. But we've been told don't use that.
The one that sounds like Madeira?
It sounds like quarter Madeira.
Yes, kind of like that. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Anyway, it's just interesting how things are changing, and I believe probably for the best, although it makes life a lot harder to stop mid-sentence and go, I'm not sure if that word is okay. I don't know where it comes from.
Huh. Right. Well, we're going to find out where some of the words come from on Netflix with Nicolas Cage starting January 5th. And I think that if it works out, there's plenty of words I'd like to know the origins on. Maybe they can continue it. This is just, I feel like I just shook my head when I read this. HBO is already rebooting True Blood, which was a great show. I loved that show. And I love the books that it's based on, which really didn't have that much to do with the show after the first bit of it. So I don't know if there's an appropriate time frame after which you can safely reboot something without repercussions, but it ain't 7 years. The show ended in 2014.
You're saying this now, but as soon as it starts, you're going to be like, I can't wait.
Yeah, right. I'll watch it. I mean,
I can't wait. God, True Blood. I love it.
Listen, I did love True Blood. I loved the actors that played, like, Sookie Stackhouse. Who was that? Anna Paquin. I just loved her. I think she's even married to the main Dracula on there.
Bill.
Or was, at least.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still together. Did they have
twins? They made it through quarantine.
Right, who the hell knows? And Eric Northman, I continue to have a... I don't even know that guy's name in real life. He's one of the Skarsgård kids. Anyway, it's being developed by the creator of Riverdale and The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. They're rebooting this thing on HBO. This is the guy who did develop... let's see. Alan Ball is an executive producer. He's the guy who developed the original show, which is based on a series of novels by Charlaine Harris. I think they're called like the Southern Vampire Mysteries. And I think I've read all of them. And they're great. I mean, the thing that I always thought they really missed out on in the television series was there is an Elvis vampire. Like somebody, and they call him Bubba. Somebody, when he was wheeled in to the morgue, the person there was a vampire, apparently, and detected a flicker of life and brought him back. But he was so almost dead that he comes back as kind of a dummy. So I thought
Do you remember the name of the guy who played the cook? He was the black guy. Super fabulous dude.
Hookah.
Yeah, that guy.
Lafayette.
Mm-hmm. Is he still alive?
I don't remember his name in real life. I don't know.
No, I think he passed away.
That's what I thought too.
What happened?
I don't know. I feel like you reported it, actually. Yeah. I would only know that because you said so.
Right.
But as I was thinking about that show, I thought he was one of the big standout stars of that show, although here I am not knowing his actual name.
Yeah, I don't know his actual name either. I just know him as Lafayette.
Nelson Ellis.
What did he die of? Hookah.
Heart failure.
We would say, hey, hookah, all the time. Hey, hookah.
Oh, I got alcohol.
Oh.
Withdrawal syndrome.
Oh.
For him.
Well, your heart can't give out with that. Oh,
you know what? Yeah, that is one of the... They say that... And in fact, I went to rehab and I experienced the same thing. They say the withdrawal from alcohol is the one that kills you. While you have trouble withdrawing from anything, alcoholics die the most, more than heroin or any other thing. For whatever reason, what happened to him is what happens.
Yeah.
So they usually have to have medical staff watch you detox.
Right.
Damn.
They probably have to like ramp
he was 39.
Down. 39. Oh, that poor guy.
Do you remember the story? So when I was going to rehab, you probably don't because why would you? I was going in on a Monday and it was like a Friday and I talked to the people and I was like, look, I've already stopped. So I'm in the house. I'm just going to stay in. And they go, nope, don't stop. We need to monitor you,
off of
the alcohol. So don't. And I went, okay, bye. And I gave the phone back to my girlfriend and ran to the liquor store. Like, well, you can't say that to a drunk. So I ran right to the store and stayed drunk that whole last weekend. And if you remember, my girlfriend
that wasn't
at the time,
your last hurrah, though. That's
no, it wasn't. But at the time, I thought it was going to be. But if you remember, my wife or my girlfriend at the time pushed me out of the car like enough, because she spent the weekend trapped inside with me that whole weekend and was like, Jesus, like, you can't get out of here fast enough. And then I ended up in the bushes, as the story goes.
Sure, right. You know,
right.
Sometimes that's where people end up.
Yeah.
Bushman.
Anyway. I'm sorry to hear that about him. That's terrible.
I know. It's awful.
So here's my thing about the reboot is I think that it's probably one of those things where they went, I see all of our mistakes. In retrospect, I would have done a ton of stuff differently.
Right.
And they probably feel like they can improve it by a lot. By doing it, you know, with new technologies and not getting sidetracked on storylines and whatever.
And there are a million stories in that series. I don't know how many books there are and I don't even know if it's actually called The Southern Vampire Mysteries, but I think that's what it's called. But there are 1,000 stories in that. 1,000 things happen in that. And it would be interesting. I you're right. I'll watch it. I'll give it a chance.
Of course you will. You love that.
I know. I did love it.
You're right,
Forbes.
You're right, Sarah. It's called The Southern Vampire Mysteries.
How many are there in the whole thing? It felt like I was reading that for half a year.
I'm looking that up right now.
All right. In the meantime,
oh,
Forbes.
13.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, only 13.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Only. I love any series that I can sink my teeth into that has a ton of books, like the Ender series. There's 1,000 books in that because I just never want to leave. Once I get into somebody's little, mysterious universe, I never want to leave. I'm like, I get super withdrawal when I get out of it. Forbes released its annual latest list of the world's 100 most powerful women. This time around, they're from 30 countries. They cover four generations. There are 10 heads of state, 38 CEOs, 5 entertainers. Number one on the list. Anybody want to take a guess? She's well known, but it would be a tough guess. She's a world leader. Nope.
I don't know.
Angela Merkel.
Oh, you know what? I should have just said it because that's who I thought of. All right.
She's number one. I'll just give you a couple of the notables.
That's how you say her first name, though? Angela?
Angela.
All right.
Well, she's German. Maybe it is Angela, but, you know, if she lived here, we'd call her Angela. But there, when I hear her introduced, she's usually Angela. Angela
right.
Merkel. Now's the time in Germany, wenn wir dance. At number three on the list is Kamala Harris. Number seven is Nancy Pelosi. Oprah's still very influential. She is number 20. These are the world's most powerful women.
Oprah. Fort-
she does, in fact, sizzle. For- number 46 is QE2, Queen Elizabeth II. Rihanna is number 69. Mm. Beyonce is number 72. Oh, they're giving the power struggle to Rihanna this time around.
Oh,
well.
Taylor Swift is 82. And I'll mention this in detail in the 8 o'clock hour. She's releasing another album tonight at midnight.
Who is?
Taylor Swift.
Get out!
No, I'm not leaving. She just released Folklore. What, I feel like 2 months ago, although I'm sure it was longer ago than that. But she's got another. She calls it the sister to Folklore. At 92 is Reese Witherspoon. She's a producer now, yeah, mm-hmm. and of course acts and tons of stuff. But they're calling her very powerful. So that's you can look at the whole thing at Forbes if that's your cup of tea.
Yeah, if you're in a position like she is to become a producer, why wouldn't you?
Really?
Now she can,
I know,
like step back when she doesn't feel like doing projects and just be behind the scenes, and she can also send her kids to school for acting and put them in stuff. Because that's the best gift you could give them is an acting career.
It's, well, a job, period. Some ambition. Not just, you know, sucking off the family fortune. That's the worst thing you can do. I just think Charlize Theron has a great sense of humor. And this is definitely a funny thing that she, if you follow
that
her.
That is her most outstanding feature. You're right.
Yes, her sense of humor. I agree. She was on... Wasn't she on Arrested Development for a few seasons there? She played that English chick.
She sure was, and she was excellent on there. Yeah,
just so different from anything else I'd ever seen her play, and she was great. So she put up an Instagram post, and it's a split screen that Vinny, you might want to take a look at, or maybe Bryn can throw it up here. Mm-hmm. On the left side is Kylie Jenner and her fabulously beautiful lips, perfectly made up in a delicate shade of dark, dusty rose. And then on the other side of this, can you zoom in on that? Let's get Charlize Theron's lips in view here. On the other side, on the left side of the split screen, is Charlize Theron, who looks like the whole psychopathic application of the lipstick, and it's not staying in the lines whatsoever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's even a little smash of it on her cheek. And then she wrote, who's who? Kind of a who wore it best thing, like I saw it and I cackled. Then
that
I feel
is a
like,
weird thing though for her to like. It's almost, I don't know what that is, huh? Okay,
I think she's just saying, you know, enough of that, Kylie. We've all seen your lips. We know what they look like, and maybe you could photograph some other part. Also your booty. We've seen that. Maybe your feet. Maybe we could see your feet for a while. That might be nice. So that's what Charlize Theron's up to. That's how she's spending her time today. Let's see. You know, you were mentioning the Google year in search. I've got a couple
yes.
of the entertainment-based ones. The things that people want to know, what does this mean? Number one is WAP.
What does that mean? I had to look it up.
Well, you know what
you
could do.
But you should just tell everybody.
You could just listen to the song if you wanted to know. Because they tell you like 15 times in the song. At least, I think they actually
still
might
haven't
say
heard
the phrase
it.
That you don't listen
and
to.
And I still haven't watched the video either.
That's not safe for kids. Turns out a lot of Americans went to figure out what WAP means, thanks to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. If you somehow don't know what it means, and I know you do, you little liar, just listen to the song.
Wireless Access Protocol.
Yep, that's what it means. Exactly.
It.
That is number one on the list of things we've asked Google to define this year. Second is entanglement. And this is after Jada Pinkett Smith admitted to having a previous entanglement with singer August Alsina. That was the first time I
She admitted to it then.
Oh, yeah. Yep. She said
so
I
she
had
was having an approved...
An entanglement.
By her husband entanglement.
I don't know if it's approved. I don't know what's going on in their relationship. They do definitely
Well, they're
to
together
very,
still, right?
They certainly are.
So then it must have been approved because you certainly wouldn't be like, well, that's okay then.
Yeah. Well, would sometimes, you know, a couple might make things up to each other. I don't know how.
They did a Red Table Talk interview, both
and?
Of them. It was probably the most awkward thing, and she kept on singing. It was an entanglement, you know, me and this entanglement. And
was
then,
Will on it, too?
Yeah, it was just them two. And then Will stepped in and was like, you have to stop saying entanglement. And it was like, that's not what it was.
Right. Right.
So, along those lines. And it was just awkward.
Do you? I have often thought to myself, because there's all kinds of weird stories that come out of that relationship, and their kids are weird. Like, the whole thing's weird. Mm-hmm. Is this just a marriage of, like, their friends? It's a marriage of convenience.
Might be.
Yeah. Well, he knew about it. He did know that they were having a thing because they were supposedly taking an open marriage. They were taking a break from their marriage at that point.
That was a rumor.
Oh,
well,
that's convenient.
They were on a break.
Yeah.
We were on a break.
And so Will knew about him and whatever. And so he was okay with it. He did say that. It was so weird.
I was okay.
Yeah. It was a very weird interview. Yeah.
So do you watch those Red Table Talks?
I only watch them when stuff like that happens.
Yeah, when something good.
Jordan, Kylie's ex-best friend, went on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that.
I actually watched that one.
Yeah, that was
Well, I watched clips of it, I should
and then
say.
I tried to watch the Olivia Jade one, but then I was like, I can't give attention to that, so. Yeah.
There's too much
other
stuff.
We make fun sometimes about different people's sort of how evolved they are or whatever, but the truth is, if they're still together and they really love each other and they were able to have a break, that's evolved, man. Because not only do I not want to know about your past, I'm not digging, that's for sure.
Right.
But I would not be okay if it turns out you're with someone else, fully with someone else, and then you come
back.
It's
not okay.
Could you?
It's okay. No. No. I mean, there
are... I've heard you say it might be okay if John did a hooker, but it wouldn't be okay if John had a relationship with somebody.
There are things that are forgivable in my mind, and this is just me. Right. I could forgive a drunken mistake. I could forgive a hooker, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to know about that, but I don't think I could forgive. Like, because I think for women, it's like, well, do you love her? And for dudes, it's like, was he any good in bed?
Well, it's that too, but it's also the other thing. I do believe that men are in love with their wives or their people as much as women are. And I absolutely think while men don't want a bigger wiener, anywhere near their wife, they also I almost said the word we can't say, where that's, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I just did the hand signal for doing it anyway.
Don't this is not the clip of the day, by the way,
just right,
the
don't show clear. That Bryn, while they don't want that to happen, the bigger wiener, they also do love their person, and they don't want their person to be in love with someone else either. That's true.
Yeah. I don't care how she was in bed. I don't want you to love her. You need to love me. Right. Yeah, there's so I don't know. People have their parameters. I really do think that everyone is different, and some people can handle that, and maybe they do still bone all the time, and everything's just peachy at the Smith Pinkett household. I don't know.
You'd like to think that they stop acting when they're not actually acting, but who knows? Maybe this is all a show they put on for the public.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, darn it.
I'm sorry.
How would you like to know about how much plastic you eat?
Okay. All right.
I'm going to tell you and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.